It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
When life deals some people a hard blow, they cry and quit. When life deals others a similar blow, they grit their teeth, dig in with determination, and defeat their defect. History records many such cases where people have overcome tremendous obstacles en route to success. One such example is known by many school children the world over. It's such an inspiring story that it's worth sharing. There was a young Greek boy whose father was very rich. But while the boy was still a lad, his father died and his wealth was entrusted to three guardians. These men proved dishonest and wasted the boy's inheritance. So he knew what it was to grow up absent his father's wealth. This young boy had one burning desire. He wanted to become the greatest speaker that Greece had ever produced. His desire made him look foolish in the eyes of other people because it was the worst possible profession, they thought, for which the boy was suited. The boy's voice was so soft and weak that even in a conversation, people had a difficult time hearing what he said. Many people said his voice was unpleasant and that he spoke in an awkward manner. And to further complicate matters, the boy stammered very badly. He could not even recite a poem without hesitating and stumbling so that people laughed at him. But this young boy practiced. Day after day, month after month, year after year, he practiced. He would climb mountains while practicing his speaking, and in the process he was developing his lungs. Often he would go down to the seashore, put pebbles in his mouth, and practice speaking clearly over the roar of the ocean waves. Before long, his weak voice had disappeared, and he could make himself heard above the roar of the ocean or the noise of an angry crowd. As a young man, the people of Greece recognized him as one of the greatest speakers which they had ever known. Not only could he speak loud and clear, but he could move his listeners to the emotional level he desired. So magnificent was his speaking ability that he could make his audience cry or laugh whenever he so desired. His ability to persuade people practically knew no limits. Many times in life we sell ourselves short, give up too easily. Many times, with hard work and dedication, we can accomplish a goal which seems impossible. Life is kind to a person who has a dream and is willing to put forth his best to make that dream come true. Some 360 years after the death of the man who overcame severe obstacles to become the greatest Greek speaker, a Nazarene carpenter told a group of his followers, "If you have faith as big as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Go from here to there,' and it will go. You can do anything." Well, there have been countless people who have taken that carpenter at his word, and the world will never know how many mountains these people have moved. If life has seemingly cut you short on talents, don't give up. Set your goal and pursue it with the most dedication and ability you have. It will pay a handsome reward. The greatest Greek speaker was Demosthenes. If you've never heard of him, look him up. It's a story worth reading.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.